Well, it's a good feeling to come down here and win. Really proud of our team today. You know, I thought we got great complimentary football from all three phases. You know, our offense, defense, special teams. The way we started the game, with a quick series on defense, good punt return, put our offense in good field position. We had several of those during the day. A couple turnovers in the second half, but you know, real good field position in the kicking game. Steven kicked the ball well. We had a big, you know, big punt coverage by Slate, and you know, great kick by Ryan. Changed field position, so convert our scoring opportunities there. So I thought that was really big for us. And then, you know, defensively, didn't give up many big plays. Played okay on third down. Got off the field quite a bit in the first half. Gave our offense some field position, and you know, they took advantage of it. You know, Cowboys are a really good football team. Defensively, they gave us, you know, a look that we really hadn't seen them do before. They played a lot of the game in a dime defense, a kind of 3-2 look with McClain and Lee in the middle, with a lot of six DBs. And you know, they got on us, and it was a little bit of a different look. We made some adjustments to that. Thought that Josh and the offensive staff did a good job of, you know, and the players making some in-game adjustments to deal with the new look that they gave us there. So. Overall, you know, good to come down here and win. Kind of thought we got, you know, real good contributions from everybody. Had a good week of work, practice. These guys are ready to go, and you know, players played a solid game. Give them all the credit in the world; they did a good job.
Coach, talk about your front seven. There's a lot of talk this week the size of Dallas up front offensively, and it seems like you guys really brought the point.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a big challenge. They've got an excellent running game, good backs, really good offensive line, obviously good, you know, tight end, Witten, fullback. So it was, you know, just team defense and running game. Guys on the edge did a good job. We didn't give them a lot of easy yards outside. I thought that we, you know, did a decent job on the line of scrimmage. They hit us on some cutback runs for some 4 and 5 yarders that, you know, we could have played better, but overall, not bad. I thought we tackled pretty well today. This is a good team with a lot of good runners. You know, Beasley, Whitehead, obviously the backs, McFadden, Randall. So getting those guys on the ground isn't that easy. But I thought overall we did a decent job of that. So it was good. But our front played well. We really worked hard on the run defense going all the way back to the bye week last Wednesday. And I think we had some signs of improvement today. We'll look at the film, but it seemed like it was better.
I thought on the game Jamie Collins had, and then also Freeney and Mayo stepping in when Dante went down early.
Yeah, I mean, again, I thought we had a good team defense. You know, our secondary played well. Our linebackers were in a lot of plays. Our front was competitive with their good offensive line. You know, Jamie, I mean, it seemed like he had 20 tackles. I don't know what he had out there, but he was in on a lot of them. Had a couple good pressures. You know, Shear gave us some pressure as well. So we had, you know, a good mix of, you know, run defense, pass rush, and we had a lot of different guys, you know, step up and make plays. But, yeah, Jamie seemed to be all over the field. It was a good play that, you know, we had on the fumble where Shear jammed Witten, kind of kept him from getting into his route. Witten came to him late on the check down. Jamie knocked it out. You know, Freeney made a clean recovery. So, you know, good game, good team defense.
Well, offensively, Deion seemed to have a really big game, kind of changed the energy late in that first half on the scoring drive, and then obviously the catch that he made for the touchdown. Talk about Deion's game.
Yeah, well, you know, Deion's been giving us a lot of productive plays, both running and passing, some inside plays, some outside plays, some ran after catch plays. So, you know, he's been doing it for us all year. He's a hard guy to tackle. He's tough when he gets a little bit of space. But, you know, he made some good plays for us in a passing game and, you know, had a couple, I mean, they weren't explosive runs, but, you know, good 4 or 5 yard runs. I don't know if there were 4 or 5 yards there. You know, he got 3 or 4 of those on his own.
Hey, Bill, after Tom took so many hits in the first half, what does a game like this say about his toughness, his resilience, things that sometimes might get overlooked?
I don't think it's overlooked. I don't think anybody questioned Tom's toughness. I don't know who's ever done that.
I'm just saying it could be overlooked.
By who?
You talk about his game. You talk about how he passes and his,
yeah,
that sort of thing. But what does this type of game say about that
Lion Thomas, one of the toughest players in the league. So.
Changed in the.
He was taking there in the first half.
Hmm?
Was it concerning how many hits he was taking particularly in the first half?
Well, you know, I think it's a combination of things. You know, we just had to do a better job overall of our offensive execution, getting rid of the ball, getting open and blocking. So, you know, it's a little bit of everything.
Obviously, there's a question mark. The effectiveness of Greg Hardy coming in today, did you expect him to have such a good game?
He's a good player. I mean, I said that all week. McLean, too.
Coach, what did y'all see early on in the game? They started going with three down linemen. Did y'all anticipate that coming in because they usually play a four-man front?
No, I just answered that question. It was a new look that they hadn't shown before. That was that 3-2 dime defense with Lee and McLean inside. It was a new look. You know, I think we moved the ball okay, but, you know, it took a little while for us to adjust to it and, to, you know, get a handle on what they were doing. And I thought that our players and coaches did a good job of making those adjustments during the game and throughout the game. But, it was definitely a different look. And, you know, they obviously wanted to come up and get on us and match it up. And that caused us some problems. But, I mean, we scored 30 points. I think we caused them some problems, too. So it was a competitive game.
Score consecutive touchdowns in the second half. What adjustments did you make at halftime to combat what Dallas did to start the game defensively?
Yeah, well, like I just said, we made those adjustments from the first series. I mean, we didn't wait until halftime. Like, there's nothing magic about halftime. As soon as we see what we're doing, then we need to be ready to address it.
Just the improvement execution in the second half?
Well, no, we changed some plays. We changed some protection. I mean, you know, it was odd spacing. It was, you know, a dime look against really a lot of our different personnel groups, not just against our sub-passing groups. So, you know, we just had to identify it and handle it. But, no, I mean, that started from the first series. I mean, we're not going to sit there and wait till halftime to figure out what's going on.
Coach, there are a couple calls again offensively with pass interference, you know, down the field. Talk to you about this.
Defensive defensive holding, offensive holding. I don't know how many flags there were. There's a lot today. So, you know, our goal is always to play penalty free. We're a long way from that. You know, we got to try to do a better job of coaching and eliminate those penalties. I mean, they had a lot of them, too. I don't know how many there were in a game, but it seemed like there was a lot. Good. Okay.